Philippines says China fired flares at patrol plane. The Philippine Coast Guard said that Chinese vessels fired three flares towards its patrol plane conducting a routine flight in the disputed South China Sea on December 6, the latest incident in a pattern of aggressive Chinese behaviors aimed at asserting its territorial claims in the region. Jay Tariella, Philippine Coast Guard spokesperson for the South China Sea, said in an X post that the Philippine aircraft took off from a local airport on Saturday morning for a maritime domain awareness flight over the Calayan Island Group in the Spratly Islands. Tariella said the flight was part of his country's mandate to monitor the marine environment, evaluate the state of fish stocks, and assess the well-being of Filipino fishermen in the region. The flight was a collaboration between the Philippine Coast Guard and Manila's Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Tariella added. The aircraft recorded video footage of three flares fired from the reef toward the aircraft during its lawful overflight, Tariella stated. The flares were fired from the Chinese-occupied Subi Reef, known as Zamora Reef in the Philippines, Tariella added. Subi is among seven contested, largely submerged reefs that the Chinese regime has transformed into island bases in the Spratly Islands, the most disputed region of the South China Sea. According to U.S. and Philippine security officials, these man-made islands are protected by a missile system, and three of them host military-grade runways. The Philippine patrol plane also spotted a Chinese vessel belonging to the People's Liberation Army Navy that was located about 14 nautical miles northwest of Sabina Shoal, known as Escoda Shoal in the Philippines, an uninhabited and contested feature. This vessel repeatedly issued radio challenges against the BFAR aircraft while it was flying well within Philippine sovereign rights, Tariella stated. The flight is conducted in accordance with international regulations, including the 2016 arbitration ruling issued by the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, Tariella added. The 2016 ruling rejected China's 9-line claim to about 85% of the South China Sea's 2.2 million square miles, saying that Beijing's assertion was inconsistent with the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. It was the Philippines that initiated the arbitration proceedings against China in 2013, leading to the 2016 ruling. Beijing, which has dismissed the 2016 ruling, did not immediately comment on the incident. China also fired flares from Subi Reef at a Filipino aircraft conducting a routine patrol in August last year. 2 days before the incident, a Chinese fighter jet also fired multiple flares at the same Filipino aircraft, at a dangerously close distance of approximately 15 meters. The two incidents last year drew condemnation from the United States. In a statement on X at the time, U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Mary Kay Carlson urged China to cease provocative and dangerous actions that undermine the Indo-Pacific. In October, Australia also expressed concerns after a Chinese jet released flares in close proximity to an Australian maritime patrol plane carrying out surveillance in the South China Sea. In a statement, the Australian Defence Ministry called China's action unsafe and unprofessional. Australia expects all countries, including China, to operate their militaries in a safe and professional manner, the Australian Defence Ministry added. The Associated Press contributed to this report.